Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, you know as well as I do that if you're from the South, you're born with a love of good barbecue. And this past weekend, the South Carolina Department of Ag hosted the 6th annual Commissioner's Cup Barbecue Cook-Off and Festival at the State Farmers Market. Tell us what it was all about.
Yeah, if you like barbecue, that was the place to be. We had over 40 teams this year. And the thing, it was between the 40 teams, they cooked nearly 2 tons of Boston butts. So there was a lot of meat out there. And I want to thank the South Carolina Pork Board and IGA in Smithfield for helping us with that. But you're right, 6th annual, so it's becoming a good kickoff of the spring in March, and it had great weather, which was part of the reason we had over 3,000 people out there. It's a great family event, but you're right. We celebrate barbecue and visited with enough teams over the years to just know how much passion they have about it. So it's great to tie South Carolina pork industry to these talented folks who love cooking, to bringing families out of the farmers market. So the event really just rolls a lot of things into one.
Absolutely. And you had a new component this year.
Yes, we did. We added the Kids Q competition on Friday night. We had children from 6 to 12 cooking up hamburgers for judging. So that was nice to add that in, emphasizing that it is a family affair. So that was a fun thing to do on Friday. Then the real competition kicked off on Saturday, and that's when these teams get serious.
Now, let's recap some of the winners.
Well, we had some new ones this year. Again, for the kids, they had Bella and Courtney Baston, and then the grand champion was Allie Livingston. We break up the total competition between the Boston Butts and the Ribs, and I'm telling you, both of them, they do a great job. But first and second place in the Boston Butts was a group out of Greenwood called On the Spot BBQ, and then second place was Smoke by Day, Fire by Night. I love the team names. They're from Rock Hill. Over in the Pork Ribs from across the state line, Killer Bees Barbecue from Evans, Georgia. Second place was Backdraft Barbecue from down in Ladson. I think they've won before. And the People's Choice is always a fun event because, you know, that's actually voting on your sampling. And Steel Smokin' Smokers from Columbia took the People's Choice. And then the reserve champion was Doco Smoke from Blythewood. But the big winner, again, in the overall barbecue champion, same group that won the Ribs from over in Evans, Georgia, was Killer Bees Barbecue. So people from all over that come for this. And just talking to the teams, they really have a passion about doing these things.
Absolutely. And we look forward to that event in 2018. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.